it is a welcoming news. Do not forget that quite recently, less than 2 weeks ago, there was a report coming from Kumasi that suggests that senior police officers, they are supposed to obey certain rules. They were trying to divert and do the wrong thing of shepherding their own sons and all that. And so those people, would you call them not fit for the Ghana Police Service? So if those people have been reprimanded, fine enough. If police officers are involved in criminal activities like armed robbery and all that, those are deviants within the Ghana Police Service that, yes, for them, they need to be dismissed completely so that they do not continuously tarnish the image of the Ghana Police Service. So we will buy into that.
Some of the offenses that was enumerated by the Director General of Police Public Affairs says the offenses include assault on colleagues, robbery, deserting their duties, undue delay in investigations, lack of civility to the public, among other offenses.
Yes, I think that this is quite a sweet news that they have been able to do that. If those informations that the Director of Public Affairs, David Ekulu, is enumerating is something to go by, then we should applaud Ghana Police Service of doing a self-cleansing by dismissing or by demoting those people who have been involved in those activities. But what we need to also do is that we would appreciate the fact that all their uniforms and everything, all accoutrement, have to be taken away from those people so that they do not pose a threat to our society, that they are still going to use their weapons or they are still going to wear their uniforms. And while people do know them, that these people are police service, they need to publish them so that people will know that these people are no more in Ghana Police Service.
Mr. Akpei said as the police takes steps to purge itself of deviant personnel, it must step up its background checks on personnel shortlisted for recruitment.
Before you recruit those people into the Ghana Police Service, we need to really do a due diligence on their background, get to know them, their family background, and be able to appreciate the fact that they live in a community. And so the community has a certain level of appreciation of the conduct and behavior of those people. And so due diligence on them before they are recruited into the Ghana Police Service is a key. And do not also forget that society also do influence those group of people. If they are in the police service and you realize that they are not being taken good care of, it's then to also have a certain negative effect on them. And so I'm saying that human beings, we are complex in all circumstances. And so at times society will not be able to, one way or the other, be fair to those people. But I must say that recruitment process needs to be very rigorous. They need to follow a certain methodology and be able to do an examination of those people, where they are coming from, where they school, their conduct and their behavior properly, before they are recruited into the Ghana Police Service.
How is this going to boost the public confidence in the service?
At this point in time, many of them are painted the Ghana Police Service in a very black manner. So it will take a certain reasonable period of time, and then we will be able to develop that sense of confidence for the Ghana Police Service. So they should continuously peruse through all kinds of police officers that we have who are not serving the purposes of protecting human beings and their properties. And so it will take a certain reasonable period of time before their image could be properly cleansed.
Head Executive Director of the Ghana Institute of Governance and Security, David Agbe, in that interview with Felix Kofi.